Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. I'm Aaron Nagler. Here we go again. Aaron Rodgers still in the news. All of you in the comment section are really pissed at Adam Schefter. Holy cow. Give the man a break. It ain't easy dropping bombs on draft day. I kid, of course. Yes, yesterday we saw Adam Schefter make the rounds of the media saying, no, it wasn't Aaron Rodgers' people dropping that leak on draft day, to which I say, good to see everybody. Good morning. I hope you're all doing well. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Saul. How you doing? TKM, good to see you at your post, buddy. Pizza day will save us all. I hope so, man. I'm going to get some lovely pizza with my girls tonight at the old brick oven place. It's a Friday night tradition, as you guys know. Adam Schefter reporting that the Bears still suck. Now, well, that one we can take at his word. We don't even need to investigate that one because we know that's true. Hey, I got that t-shirt. That's good, Matt. And you guys can get your own t-shirts. If you're on YouTube, right underneath, there's a link to our store. If you're on Cheesehead TV, you just go to the top and you'll see store, click that link, and you'll be taken to a way too much involved, lots, way too much merch. We really need to pare it down. Page that you can scroll through for all the latest Cheesehead TV gear. Morning, Nags. Morning, Robin. How are you? Sandy, good morning. Packers and Cheddar, ESPN equals dumpster fire. I mean, it's been a rough week. There's no doubt about that. Evening. I hope you're well over on the other side of the world. Hey, Nags. We all know it was Cheesehead TV who leaked it. Fair point, Mike. Fair point. I have to come clean. It was us. Irresponsible journalism, says Dwayne. Well, if it's the truth, how is it irresponsible? I mean, we all know, given Aaron's quote to Mike Tirico at the Kentucky Derby when he said, I feel bad that it got out there. He didn't deny it. So it sure sounds like the rift is true. So it's hard to say it's irresponsible journalism if he's reporting the truth. Now, obviously, it's all about the timing and who gave it to him. That's what everyone's kind of hemming and hawing about for the last 24 hours. And I think Mike Florio nailed it with his blog post when he pointed out in the literal tweet and in the actual article that Adam wrote, it says league and team sources told ESPN on Thursday. This isn't something he was sitting on. It's something he was told on Thursday. Sorry, Adam. You can try and walk it back all you want. And I'm not saying it was Rodgers. Maybe it wasn't Rodgers, but somebody else gave it to him on Thursday. But it's pretty clear it was given to him on Thursday. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. How was it? Been a week. I feel like the season should be starting on Sunday. I know. It is absolute insanity. I cannot believe it's only been just over a week now. It's good. Florio nailing it. That's a first. Now, Alex, you guys are way too hard on Florio. Like, yes, he has an obsession with the Packers and with trying to, like, take down Rodgers every chance he gets. But he gets way more right than wrong and way more right than you guys give him credit for. Now, as you need, what do I need? Wait. Your comment disappeared. Now, as you need to try Blue Ship Pizza on 30th Avenue for a Pizza Friday, it's the best. Why would I go to 30th Avenue when I got great brick oven pizza literally two blocks away? I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's wonderful. But, you know, please, you're trying to buck like 20 years of tradition here. That ain't about to happen. But, Jamie, I thank you for the recommendation. I'll probably try it by myself sometime, but not with the girls. They would kill me. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. Given Schefter, interesting JJ, AJ, and Kuhn are all pouring water on the situation for 12. Chance some leaks originated from the front office to gain leverage over 12's Zen image. 12 hasn't exactly gained leverage, in my opinion. What possible? I've been going back and forth with people about this on Twitter, like basically the last 24, 48 hours. What possible motivation do the Packers have? I mean, that is such a stretch. They really want it out there that Rodgers is pissed at the general manager? That makes them look good. How? That helps them. And by the way, the entire thing that they want out of the final end game that the Packers want is Aaron Rodgers to be their quarterback in 2021. How does leaking it serve the Packers to that end if it hadn't been out there already? Now, I don't doubt there's been stuff out there because of the team since the leak, the initial one on Thursday. But what on God's green earth does it serve the Green Bay Packers to drop that bombshell right before the draft? None. And anybody tells you differently is carrying some water. That's all I got to say about that. 0 cents. None. Florio also keeps the boys' suit maker market in business. You guys are crazy. I love you guys so much. Kenneth, thanks for the super chat. Which receivers do we start this year? Aha, a football question. It only took, what, 6 minutes and 7 seconds. Well done, Kenneth. Well done. Which receivers do they start? Well, obviously, Devontae Adams. Outside of that, it's going to be interesting, right? I think we'll see a heavy rotation of MVS and Lazard. We'll see how Funches fits in. Amari Rodgers, if he gains the quarterback trust, now which quarterback will that be? Will that be Aaron Rodgers? Will it be a second-year Jordan Love? We'll find out. Stay tuned. But yeah, I think Amari Rodgers will be featured early and often. I think you'll see him utilized in a lot of the jet sweep stuff, the orbit motion, a lot of the Tyler Irvin package, if you will. But I don't think he'll be limited to that. I think you'll see him from the slot, like a traditional slot role. They'll try and get him on the field as soon as possible. Now, it's not as easy as just plug him in there. It's not Madden. You just don't go, okay, go play. He's got to do it. He's got to prove that he belongs. And I'm looking at his college tape, it sure would appear that he does. But, man, they're busts all the time. First round, second round, third round. Doesn't matter. You can be a great college player, still step on an NFL football field and suck. So he's got to prove it. But I do think they want to. You can tell just by listening to Brian, listening to Matt, how they want to utilize him in the offense. You can tell that's something they are itching to get going. So I think we will see him early and often. Can Stokes return kicks? I don't think he has to. I think that's going to be Amari Rodgers' job. That is one thing we know they are going to do right away, is put Amari Rodgers on returns. Both Matt and Brian basically offer that up unprompted individually. I do think Stokes can be utilized on special teams. He did play gunner earlier in his college career, and I do think you'll probably see him at least given that opportunity early on in camp. And I've already heard people go, he's a first round pick, he shouldn't be on special teams. He 1,000,000,000% should be on special teams. You're a rookie. I don't care how you, but where you were drafted. You got to earn your stripes, kid. Don't play special teams. That's the way onto the squad, is by playing special teams. William, thanks for the super chat. Who would win the Super Bowl? 11 Yoshes or 11 Jeff Janises? Holy cow, this is a Sophie's choice. I'm going to go 11 Jeff Janises just because of his speed. Even though he'd probably drop a ball or two, you know, I just don't think Yosh could keep up as much as Yosh Nyman is a legend. I just don't think it would work. Amari will be featured all preseason. I tend to agree. Don't sleep on DeGuara. Very much so. DeGuara, I think, showed such promise last year before that ACL injury. There's no doubt that Matt seemingly really likes the kid and really wants to get him involved. You could tell early on. But yeah, I love the idea of mixing and matching him with Tonyan Sternberger, maybe coming out there in a power formation and then doing a hurry-up offense and splitting DeGuara out wide. The possibilities are endless. Don't want to miss any super chats. Don't want you guys to get all mad. Walter, see, I missed Walter's super chat. Walter, media is running out of buckets with all these leaks. On a serious note, tomorrow's my birthday. Go Pack Go! Will I be buying my MVS jersey this year? I suspect you will, Walter. Happy birthday, man. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you have a great weekend. I don't know where you are. It's a beautiful day in New York City here. Hopefully you get outside and enjoy it. Have a great time. Throw down on your birthday and forget all this Aaron Rodgers nonsense. Kenneth, thank you for the super chat. Think we pick up more big bodies, interior defensive line, or stick with the fifth rounder? I think Slayton is it, along with a suspected improvement from Kingsley Keke. Obviously, bringing back Tyler Lancaster, they've still got Dean Lowry. Possibly, maybe down the line, maybe they call Snacks. Maybe. But we'll see. I think that's a dubious proposition at best, but maybe. But I suspect, yes, they will most likely ride with what they've got on hand right now. And don't forget, they've got some other pieces, too. They got a couple undrafted guys along the defensive line. The Iowa kid, who really excites me. I like that. I like his play. So we'll see what happens. D-Bag said Rob Domofsky post fake news. Look, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. You got to take everything Rob writes with a grain of salt. You got to take everything a player says with a grain of salt. Just don't take any of it at face value. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I will say about that. Oh, whoa. What's going on here? Why does it hate me? Do I think Daphne makes the team? I think it's a long shot. I hope so. I love his story. And you saw what he did at the end of the year. But yeah, I mean, hell, if he shows up to camp, balls out, shows that he belongs, just make it hard to cut you. And not only from scrimmage, but if you ball on special teams, which is where he really excelled last year, he had some hellacious hits on coverage units. Yeah, man, I think he's got a shot. I mean, the numbers aren't good for him. But yeah, I think there's every possibility. Now, I know there's probably one or two of you out there sitting there going, well, just cut Sternberger. Sternberger is a third-round pick. You know they're going to give him every bit of leeway possible. But I will say this. If Daphne comes in and it completely balls out in training camp, they could make that move, switch one out for the other. I'm not saying that's what will happen, but Jace has got to bring his game. He's got to hit the ground running. There's no doubt about it. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Funniest Schefter walkback line is not wanting to be scooped by Paul Allen. Like saying you didn't want to be outgunned by Barney Fife. That's phenomenal. Accidental, that is outstanding. Vex, thanks for the super chat. You missed my first super chat. See, that's why I go back and I look. Ah! To quote Olive, that's what Olive always does. Hold on. Walter, I got Walters. I got that one. Oh, I didn't get this one, though. Holden, thanks for the super chat. Would you rather extend Rodgers, assuring he finished his career in Green Bay, go Last Dance style, and move on to Love? Last Dance, move on to Love. I am on that train. I am sick of the drama. I am Mike McCarthy being talked to by Jason Wilde. I am sick of the drama. Vex, thanks for the super chat. Tom Silverstein seems very over Aaron Rodgers. As he said, paraphrase, Rodgers had good teams in 4 championship game losses. Oh, boy. It's true, but we all know that most of those teams gave up a boatload of points. I think if there's one you can kind of point to, okay, Aaron, you probably should have won that one, is last year. The fact that they got the ball back 3 times and they only took advantage of it once. You know, 2 interceptions in the 4th quarter and you go 3 and out both times. And one of those times is because you took a sack because you took the play clock all the way down to 1 and Shaq Barrett went, thank you very much. You know, so I can understand it that single game, but outside of that, I mean, it's not Rodgers' fault. He had fucking Ladarius Gunter trying to guard Julio Jones. Come on. Come on now. You know, I don't think Tom's over Aaron. I just think Tom's calling a spade in the sense that Aaron has led this team to a bunch of NFC championship games, and they have lost them all. Since that fateful day in January down in Chicago back in 2010, technically 2011, you know? That's just the truth. And at some point, how many times do you butt your head against the wall before you go, okay, it's time to try something new? And I think that's probably what Tom's feeling. And I get the sense, maybe possibly that's what the Packers are feeling. Otherwise, I don't think we'd have any of this nonsense. And I know, I hear you. I hear every one of you about Kevin King, about Aaron Jones fumbling. I get it, man. But Aaron Rodgers had 3 chances to get the ball in the end zone, and he failed. When the game was on the line. A trip to the Super Bowl was on the line. And everybody's going to make excuses. But it's so funny how it's never Aaron's fault. Literally, potentially, if this thing plays out the wrong way, Aaron Rodgers' last pass as a Packer could be something where he like literally gave up on a play. Threw the ball into the dirt at Davante Adams' feet. With a Super Bowl on the line, man! Come on. So, at some point, you got to be sitting there. And that's why I keep saying, like, that I'm all in on the Last Dance, man. You got the squad back for the most part. Aaron Rodgers, one last push. Let's go win the fucking thing and prove them all wrong. You know, go out smoking a cigar, telling everyone to go fuck themselves. Do it, man. Do it. And I'm sure the Packers would be happy to acquiesce to your trade demand after that. That's just where I think it lies right now. I know I'm probably pissing a lot of you off, but it's just how I feel, man. Sorry. All right. Now I got to go back and I'll see. This is what happens. I start talking and then all sorts of other people go to the super chats and then I'm list those super chats and then I got to answer these super. So just have some patience. That's all I'm asking here. Vex, I got that one. All right. Nuclear Family, thanks for your super chat. Thoughts on Schefter? Was that fair to Rodgers? My thoughts on Schefter is he knows exactly what he's doing. Is it fair to Rodgers? I don't give a shit, man. Rodgers has a whole team of people working for him, including David Dunn, who has walked this road before. They know what they're doing. Is it fair? Come on, man. This ain't show friends. It's show business. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Need Lil Wayne to talk to Rodgers. Everyone else in the 2020 Green and Gold song is coming back. That's a great point, Dustin. What, are you going to make him edit the song now, Rodgers? Come on. Come on, man. One last run. Last dance. Let's go. Uncultured Barbarian, thanks for the super chat. Love the Real Genius reference in the title and yesterday's Caddyshack reference, Pappy's. You know, at some point, you just got to get crazy. You get stupid. You know, like how many more times? It's so funny. It's like, here's the thing, too. If I put Rodgers or anything tangentially, like even remotely connected to this Rodgers drama, I know it's going to do numbers. Even if no one even watches the video. Like, just if I put it on the website, because I put all the videos on the website, the SEO, people click on it because it's Aaron Rodgers and it's drama and people are thirsting. That sweet, sweet engagement that I always talk about. But, you know, if I put up, like the other day, I said something about the offensive line, no one cares. No one gives a shit. So now I'm just going to do 80s movie quotes because that's what I love. I don't even care. Bill, thanks for the super chat. Someone offered LaFleur sympathy yesterday. He has faced zero adversity. A couple audible questions, not winning Super Bowl twice. Child, please. Zero adversity? I don't know about that. But yes, I have said repeatedly, and I got asked this a lot during last training camp, because it was such a home run hire, right? And Gutekunst seemed to be a really good GM, and Mark Murphy was sitting pretty. I kept saying, and everyone said, like, oh, I think some people owe Mark Murphy an apology and all this stuff. And I said at the time, they're so early. It's such early days for this kind of regime. To your point, Bill, they haven't really hit a big bump in the road. This is the first big major one. And they haven't even really done any real losing. Yes, they've lost the championship games, and that breaks your heart. But they've really, what, they played like 30 games, 32 games, something like that. They've won 26 of them. Come on. Yeah, no, they haven't hit a serious bump in the road until this kind of nonsense going on right now. Why do you think Kuhn and JJ are so optimistic? Trust or just the narrative 12 wants out there? No one knows. Man, on the one hand, you're like, those are the two dudes you know Aaron is talking to. So, yeah, he's trying to get some hope out there, inject a little hope into the ecosphere. But on the other hand, yeah, could be completely manipulative, designed to give us hope. Although, and I maintain this still, I just think this is all about making the Packers twist and enjoying the drama. And I still think, as James Jones said, this is fixable. And there's a path back, no doubt about it. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for all the chats, all the super chats, hanging out here Monday through Friday, each and every day at Cheesehead TV, all our social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Dustin in here with one final super chat. Wants Favre's last pass as a Favre's last pass as a Packer and INT in the NFC Championship game against the Giants. Legends die hard. Dustin, why are you bringing that up? Why you make me want to cry? Never liked you anyway. Please do hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll see you tonight, 5 p.m. Trivia. Be there or be square. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good weekend. Go Pack, go.